The effects of local stellar radiation and dust depletion on non-equilibrium interstellar chemistry, by Alexander J. Richings et al. Interstellar chemistry is important for galaxy formation, as it determines the rate at which gas can cool, and enables us to make predictions for observable spectroscopic lines from ions and molecules. We explore two central aspects of modeling the chemistry of the interstellar medium, ISM. 1. The effects of local stellar radiation, which ionizes and heats the gas, and 2. The depletion of metals onto dust grains, which reduces the abundance of metals in the gas phase. We run high-resolution, 400 ms per baryonic particle, simulations of isolated disk galaxies, from dwarfs to Milky Way mass, using the FIRE galaxy formation models together with the CHIMES non-equilibrium chemistry and cooling module. In our fiducial model, we couple the chemistry to the stellar fluxes calculated from star particles using an approximate radiative transfer scheme, and we implement an empirical density-dependent prescription for metal depletion. For comparison, we also run simulations with a spatially uniform radiation field, and without metal depletion. Our fiducial model broadly reproduces observed trends in high and H2 mass with stellar mass, and in line luminosity versus star formation rate for CII 158, OI 63, OIII 88, Ni 122 and H alpha 6563A. Our simulations with a uniform radiation field predict fainter luminosities by up to an order of magnitude for OIII 88 and H alpha 6563A. While ignoring metal depletion increases the luminosity of carbon and oxygen lines by a factor approximately equals 2. However, the overall evolution of the galaxy is not strongly affected by local stellar fluxes or metal depletion, except in dwarf galaxies where the inclusion of local fluxes leads to weaker outflows and hence higher gas fractions. This was the effects of local stellar radiation and dust depletion on non-equilibrium interstellar chemistry, by Alexander J. Richings et al.